Okay. We are on Daf. We didn't learn much last week. One night. All right, it's been two nights, and then the night we got back, we decided we're going to learn. Yeah. So, in any event, so you didn't miss much. What? We are on Daf. We got up to that. Shuma Dayanim. When Dayanim evaluate land for an amonah or grusha to sell in order to realize her ksuba, shepach ashtus al hos ashtus, if they are six off, six too much or six too little, mirchon bata, the sale is not boiled. Rishon Amiyomei mirchon kain, the sale is valid. Him kain, because if not, in other words, if we would not say so, makor basin yofet, what is the authority of basin selling? The fact that so in basin must give them an advantage over if in a private individual sells, because we said in the previous mission, if the amount is off by even a buck, so the sale is not void. But basin must have some leeway. That must be the advantage of selling basin, so it can be off by up to six, which of course the shiro no, normally by metathlin, but here we also apply that shiro to karkos as well. Now that's only true if they didn't write an igeres bikores. Igeres bikores, the Gemara explains what that is in the Gemara. There means a letter of critique. Unless igeres bikores, if they sold it with 100 or 200, or 200 for 100, michon kain, the sale is valid. Kamana tomar behedio bikarkach lish. So it says more, just like you say, by a carpenter, by land, the shear by the shear of Onoah is a third. Now a third is really a half, because a half on the outside, half on the inside is a third on the outside. For example, the land is worth $10 and I overcharge by $5, that's half of $10, but it's a third of the new sum, which is $15, right? So that's overcharging by karka. So the karka shlish, metalden shtus, by metalden it's up to a sixth, right? Which is half of a third. Same thing. Right, so the kavos is so to the hekdesh. By hekdesh, we're more machmer. I actually don't remember this principle from the Bavli. I don't think it is in the Bavli. But it says by hekdesh, the shear that hekdesh can be ripped off is bekarkach tus, is by land up to a sixth, and by metalklin out of base, and by mul objects up to a twelfth. So we're more machmer by hekdesh than by hedyot. By a commoner, the rip-off range is higher than the range which you have for hekdesh. It's an interesting concept. Now, Talmudsni, we learned. No, not me, because hekdesh sold it. But they have the right to renege on the deal. Right? Because of that reason. Talmudsni, we learned over there. Shumi Yisom Shloshim Yom. When we reckon the property of orphans, we put out public tenders for 30 days to see the highest bid we can get. Shuma Hekdesh, for Hekdesh, it's longer. It's Shishim Yom. So it also seems to be double the parameters, right? And we put out the tender, so they didn't have newspapers in the old days. The town criers used to do it. So they make announcements in the morning and at night. The Lama Shloshim Y 30 days. In order to give them the maximum amount of time for the greatest amount of potential buyers to show up. So let them announce more than 30 days. Why only until 30 days? Again, this discussion I don't remember at all from the Bavli either. For up to 30 days, it's their advantage. Above 30, beyond them, disadvantage of them, because people say, that land's been on the market for a long time and hasn't sold, so the bids will begin to decline after 30 days. So by Hekdesh, let's also be afraid. You said we put out tenders for 60 days. Let's be afraid that after 30 days, the amount of money people are willing to give will decline, right? So says the Gemara, no. Shani Hekdesh is different. Shatay b'srishon rishon. By Hekdesh, once he submits a bid, he can't withdraw it. Hekdesh can go back to him. So by the Yisoymim, we wait 30 days and for another bidder to come. And the first bidder who's rejected can walk away. So that's why not more than 30 days, because after 30 days, it begins declining again. But by Hekdesh, even if after 30 days it begins declining again, the first bidder is locked in. And if Hekdesh decides that they want to give it, that he's the best bid they got, they can go back to him afterwards. Okay? So it's like, you know, it's like, since Hekdesh is like a nether, not just a purchase, so he's stuck. He's got to keep. So therefore, Hekdesh never loses. So the natural question is, if that's the case, so why stop at 60 days? Let them just go on with a public tender until they get the price they want. Says the Gemara, no. The dialectish, they have to make some share. So dialectish, shake your flying schedule. So they have to make Hekdesh twice schedule. They didn't go any, need, see any need to go any further than that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbina said, min ma'adatam, for that which you said, shani Hekdesh. Hekdesh is different. Shein teifes rishon, shatefes rishon, that you, the first bidder, is locked in. Literally, you grab the first one. Shatefes rishon, rishon, the first one who comes in order. You lock in. Adam Raz teaches us, Shem Yimtu Shuman, that if they find that they get the price that they want, She'en Machzirin Umachlit, that they don't go back and get, and that they don't go back to the second one. It means, one guy offered $500. They waited 10 days more. Another guy offered $500. So by head deal, the first guy's bid is rescinded, right? You go to the second guy. If you waited, you rejected the first guy's offer, right? But by Hekdesh, if you got the father, so you can go back, you don't take it away from the first guy. Because since his bid is sealed in, so it's not fair to take it away from him if all you're getting is equivalent from the next guy. So by Yisoymim or by anyone else, since the first guy's not locked in, once you rejected him, when you get an equivalent bid later on, you give to the second guy. But by Hekdesh, since the first guy's bid is locked in, so therefore, it's really only fair. I don't think this chiddush, but if he's bound, you should be bound to him as well, and you go back to the first guy. Okay? So that's what it means here. Pnei Moshe, at least the Carmenator says something different, which is a little bit difficult. But that's what Pnei Moshe says, that by Adamra Shim Yimtu Shuman Shem Achzir Machlitin, if they find the same value later on, that they don't go back and give it to the second guy, but rather they give it to the first guy. They don't go back means they don't renege on the deal. Okay? Umachizim Abokiver, and we make the announcements in the morning and at night. When the workers go out to work, when the workers come in for work, and when you now make the announcement, you pronounce what field it is and its boundaries. It's simonim, where its boundaries are. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, actually, it's the end of the sentence. Rabbi Yossi said, and here the carbon ada changes it, and Pnei Moshe changes it a different way, but it means the same thing. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem matzu, not b'shalom matzu. If Basin doesn't hold out for the highest bidder, at least in our case, maybe by Hekdesh they would, but in our case, Basin reckons the value of the field. If they get it, they should go ahead and sell it. In a case where Hekdesh, maybe we would wait for a higher bidder. But in our case, then Basin got what they wanted from somebody, so they would just give it to him. Okay, that's what it means. Matsu Shuman Machlitin. Okay? So it says in Gemara, Dumas Nisa. That's our Mishnah, right? I think it's a proof, if I recall correctly. Not a question. It's a proof. Dumas Nisa, Mishnah says, it's Shuma Dayoni, as evaluation of Dayoni, Shepachsu Shtus O Siru, Shtus, if they went down a six or up a six, Mircham bought themselves no void. Because they went up and down. But if they found their precise measure, what they reckon, machlitim, then they give the field to whoever, or for them, they continue to make public tenders. Says Mar, but maybe it's where they continue the tenders. Rabbi Yossi was saying is, even where they didn't have to make any tenders, once they got what they reckoned for, the first buyer stepped to the plate on day one and offered that, that suffices. So he says, how do you know? Maybe it's only after you went to the 30 days. I know that it's at the beginning. If you got that value, that price, then you go buy it. So again, his question is, didn't actually make a tender, mean the basra. I'll tell you why, because later on in the Mishnah, it says, Elikain also Igeres Bikores. It says later on in the Mishnah, the only time it could be off is if they made an Igeres Bikores. Then they could off by more than a sixth, up to double or up to half. My Igeres Bikores. What's Igeres Bikores? Rabbi Omer Achroza. Rabbi says it's a pronouncement. So that means that in order to be up by a half, or down by half, you need an announcement. But if you're going to get what you want, then you know you can take it without the announcement as long as it's not off by a sixth. So the announcement, the tender, is not essential if Basin gets its price. It really only becomes essential if Basin does get its price. And then, as a result of their having gone through the tender, even if they're way off in either direction, the sale is a valid sale. Okay? That's how we learn the Mishnah. All right, now, the Gemara goes on and says, Ula bar Yishmo, but it's missing a line, which the carbonator supplies. And it's a brisa. I'll just read you outside, you don't have to look at the carbonator. The carbonator is just one line. Tani Melinter brisa, Avonim Ushvachos Ushtoros, slaves, male and female, documents, umetaltalin, and movable objects, Ein lem igeres bikores. We don't put out legal tenders for them. Why not? Says more Ula Bar Yishmael, because you don't have the Gemara. Ula Bar Yishmael says, Avadim, you don't make illegal tenders, Shlo Yivrchu. If they know they're for sale, they're going to flee. Ushtaros Metaklin, why not? Shlo Yiganvu. People know that they're for sale, then they're going to be stolen. So therefore, we don't make legal tenders for them. Public tenders. Rabbi Bobar Nosson Koyen Boya Kumi Rabbi Yossi. He asked in front of Rabbi Yossi the following question. Does from this should we not derive that an Eved is redeemed on the base of three evaluators? Why? Amar Lei In said yes. You're right. We derive that. Why do we derive that? Because if you, the other alternative is 10. And 10 is very public. If you say an Eved is evaluated by 10 evaluators, then the author is going to find out about it and flee, right? So therefore, it must be that we evaluated an Eved only with 3 evaluators. Because otherwise, in that way, maybe the Eved won't realize it's going on and he won't flee. So he said, yes, that must be the pshat, or that must be the halacha. Says Marai, but what about the following price? Well, actually, it's a Mishnah. Go'atina, didn't we learn? Karkos, in order to redeem land, it's got to be Tisha, 9 people, Vic Cohen, and a Cohen among them. Besides them. 9 Israelim, at least 1 Cohen. That's by Karak Hekdesh. Vardam Kayetzibam. And a man is similar. So it means a man requires 10 people in order to redeem him, in order to sell him. Amar Leis, they said no. Adam, it should be it's Shekan, not Shekane. The man here in this Mishnah, which appears in Sanhedrin, Ben Chorin, who's talking about a free man who consecrated his value to Hekdesh. So he's not fleeing anywhere. So for him, the U.S. made with 10 people. But an Eved is indeed a value with 3 people. Okay? Chanani Beshali Hashem Rav said, As Uvdu Kumi Rebbe, a case coming from a king of Rebbe, boy Mevek Rav, I want to let Rav on that if they're off even a little bit, then the sales are void, even though it's uninvasive. Amalur Rabbi Lezman Parta, Lezman Parta, Bemidosh Rabbi Lezman Parta, Lezman Parta, the grandson of another Rabbi Lezman Parta said, Lo Kei Lima Atana B'Shem Zekei Noach, Did you teach us the name of your grandfather? Eli Kane also Igeris Bikores, unless they made an Igeris Bikores, which means that he made Igeris Bikores to Gminoff by even more. But even without Igeris Bikores to Gminoff by up to a sixth. So Igeris Bikores gives you the right, the public tender gives you the right to be up by way off, but at least up to the sixth. The Chozar Be'ei and Take, Rabbi Reneg, because of that we say Makoch Basin Yofe, and we say therefore that the Vinyan Basin is off the cells of Al Sel. Okay? Halachasai, Hayesoima, a girl's an orphan. The question is, well, why is she included in this Mishnah? The more is going to discuss that. Vashni, a woman who's a forbidden liaison, the Rabbana. Violence, a woman who's barren. Ainland lo ksuba, when they get divorced or their husbands die, they get no ksuba. Lo pears, they have no fruit, and the mother's going to explain what that means. Lo mazonas, they have no food. The mother's going to explain that also. Lo blayas, if when the marriage ends, they don't even get to take the rags of the clothes that they wore out of the marriage with them. Imit chilanis is shame ironis. However, if he knew at the time he married her that she was barren, so yesh lo ksuba, he committed and she has a ksuba. Amona koin goro, if a widow married koin goro, grusha chalutza koin ediot, a divorcee or chalutza married a regular koin, mamzeres v'nesina Yisrael, a mamzeres v'nesina who married a regular Yisrael, or baz Yisrael and nosin mamzer, the other way, regular Yisrael is married a mamzer or nosin, all these, even though they're forbidden relationships, and they are forbidden dorais, Yeshla and Ksuva, they do have Ksuva, and Mori is going to discuss why. So said, Manicha Shniya Islandis. I understand, a Shniya and Islandis, they're not really marriages, so therefore they don't get Ksuva. But Yisoyma? Why shouldn't Yisoyma get a Ksuva? What, poor girl suffers enough? Why should not get a Ksuva? Yisoyma and Ksuva? Rabbi Chizka, Rabbi Avobashem, Rabbi Yochan said, Tipati Yisoyma Shemiyano. We're talking about Yisoyma who was married by her brother or her sister or her mother, or for that matter, by herself. And therefore, she can repudiate the marriage. When she repudiates the marriage, it's not divorce. It's not death. So therefore, she gets no ksuva. That's what we're talking about. Okay? Rabbi Ivo by Nagre, Rabbi Ami said, interesting point. Just like they find her, in other words, that she gets no ksuva, so do they find him. In all these cases, by Yisoyma, by Shnei and Islandis, both of them got fined. How did they get fined? She got fined that she lost her ksuva, right? How does he get fined? Laida Mila, for what matter? Shemkicha Belicha Jozov, if he married her with a bucket full of gold, Shumabid Esakol, he loses everything. Basically, she gets to keep the ring, right? In other words, even though we should go back to the husband, right, because the marriage is null void. But they find him that the ring goes key because she gets the key. Interesting thing. Period. The low payers. Then we said, never should know these always kids no payers. What does it mean, low payers? Rabbi Yair said, She'ein lo alea el achilas payers bilvat. That he doesn't have upon her only the right to eat fruit. Now, it means is that she doesn't get reimbursed for the fruit that he ate, and also he's not required to redeem her if she's taken to captivity. Normally it says tiknu peirosea tachas pirkoino. We gave him the right to the fruit, her husband, in order that he should redeem her if she's taken captive. But here in this case is the marriage to an islandess or to a shnia is not a proper marriage. He gets to eat peiros and she doesn't get to be redeemed, nor does she get reimbursed for the fruit itself. Okay? So that's what it means. All that there is fruit, and it's a one-way street. That's what it is. Tani, now we have a little bit of an interjection here. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Tzidonayakum, Rabbi Yermiel. Rabbi Yossi, Ben Tzidonayakum, Rabbi Yermiel, Polygrabbi Yermiel, and he argued, Rabbi Yermiel. He said there are other things. He said the same about payers, and then he argued. And he said, the husband also gets from Tziyasa stuff which she finds, stuff which she produces, whoever there, he can also annul her vows, even though the marriage is not a valid marriage, but he has all those rights as long as they are considered, as long as they're technically married. Now, let's go back to the fruit. Ma'o lo peiros, what does lo peiros mean? She'eni yechol otzi ben achiyos peiros sho'achav. Whatever he ate, that's her tough luck. He gets to keep it, she can't extract from him money. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, b'chol shu'ava Rabbi Hila Amar Li, all the time Rabbi Chia would say to me, Tani mas, Rabbi Hila would say to me, Tani mas nisa, yorsha matam matam ilo. That the Brisa tells us that he can inherit her and be matami for Levaya. Vitani Rabbi Chia Cain, yet the Rabbi Chia taught like this, matami wadam lishto ksheira, veina matami lishto psula. Man can only be matami for his wife who's kosher to him and not his wife who's posula. So it's actually a contradiction which Mora is not going to resolve. That in one case it says you can't go to Levi if you're a Kohen of a Shnia or an Islander, say you're married, you're the same way you're married to. The other case it says you can. So we don't know how to reconcile these crises that seem to contradict each other. Rabbi Avun, anyway, we go on. Rabbi Avun, boy, could come here, Rabbi Mora. Rabbi Avun asked in front of Rabbi Mora, Avdi Shnia's Maru Sheikh Lubachuma. The slaves of a Shnia. Can they eat truma? She's forbidden to her husband, the Kohen. Can they eat truma? So he says a very interesting thing. He says, Amar Leza, he said, Shtok, shut up. And it's good for you to shut up. Why? He ochelas. You got it wrong. She eats. Even though her marriage is no good to Rabbana, because she's a Shnia, she isn't the Rabbana. But me, the rice that she eats truma. Rabbis didn't take away from her that right to eat truma. Why? Because she requires a cat. She's really married, midoraisa. So ever she gets to eat truma. Who doesn't get to eat truma? Vavodea, ain't an ochlim. Her slave, she doesn't get to eat. That they deprived her, that the right to her slave should eat, but she herself, they gave her the right to eat. And assume again that people shouldn't think it's not a valid marriage, and that the marriage can go and be dissolved scot-free. So people should realize that get is required, so they make left in place that she gets to do truma, even though this marriage is a result of a liaison between Yisuri the Rabbanan and Yisuri Erev the Rabbanan.
Even though she doesn't get
a right. Even though she's not going to get it. And now the Gemara is going to discuss actually that obliquely, but the Gemara is going to come on to that. Okay, says Mara, Tama Tanina, we learned it over there. Get Amusa, a get which is compelled by Israel, by Jews, is kosher. If a goyim to get is compelled by non-Jews, it's possible. Shmuel says, possible. The get is possible if goyim compelled it, but at the same time, possible kuna. A Kohen, if it was a Kohen's wife who got it, she'll need another get. But that get passes her for kuna. I mean, if it's not a Kohen's wife, it doesn't matter whose wife it is. If the woman gets such a get, it's a get which is possible, but she's possible kuna. That's called in the Bavli Reach HaGet. Shmecht fun HaGet. So therefore, she's possible kuna. Okay? Now, Shmuel Amar. Ain my sin. When are we divorce? The only time it's divorce is almana l'kohen gadol. El kohen almana l'kohen gadol. In such case, almana married to kohen gadol. Kusha chalutza kohen hedyo. And a divorcee or a chalutza to a regular kohen. I vati non shnios. Didn't we learn that shnios also you compel a divorce? So Mora doesn't answer that. Mora leaves that dangling. Now the Gemara goes on to something else. Gemara says, "Lo begido Amar Shmuel." Shmuel did not agree to the following case. What's the following case? Vatina, didn't we learn? Amar Yisishto Milahenos Achlo Shmuel. A man who takes a vow that his woman may not derive benefit for him for the next 30 Milahenos. That his wife cannot get benefit for him. For 3 days he can have somebody set up somebody to feed her, to sustain her. If it's more that Yoitzim thinks suva. In that case, he must divorce her and give her a suva. So in that, why does Shmuel not agree with this? because there's more Shamanu Shumotzi. Because all we see here is Motzi. He's got to divorce her. Shamanu Shekoifin. You think that we heard that we can compel a divorce? Interesting distinction. We can request a divorce. We can pass a divorce in certain cases, but if it's not an Isser Mamish, we can't compel a divorce. That's what Shmuel's distinction is. If the woman is forbidden because it's a Grusha Chalutza to a Kohen, then we can compel a divorce because the woman is also. But if it's a situational thing, we're compelling a divorce because of, like, Shalom Bayis issues, because he took an oath not to sustain her, so then we can tell him you must divorce her, but we can't compel him to divorce her. And I'm with you, Shlomi, on the bottom as a discussion. Can we compel him by a verbal tongue lashing? Or is that also called compelling? Are we just passing for him and not even rebuke him and tell him to give a divorce? But the passage says that you can rebuke him, but you can't use physical force. You only use physical force where the woman is puzzled to him, where it's avera to live together, not where circumstances dictate that a divorce should occur.
Circumstances such as
times of Mukesh. That's tantamount to Psula Guf.
But that's not an issue.
That's true. Mukesh is not, but that's tantamount to Psula Guf, I would think. You're right. The Gemara is not discussing those here. But here, this is a situational thing. Although I don't know, I don't remember by Mukesh Shin, to what extent we're Kaifa there. Do we actually beat him? I think we do, but I don't remember. Okay. So you have to say that's also like Psula Guf. Says Gemara, Shamanu, Mavin Elu Elu. Now, going back to our Mishnah, what's the difference between Shnios, who don't get a Ksuba, and Amor Lekoin Goro Gusha Chalutza Bekoin Edion, who do get a Ksuba? What's the difference? So it says, Elu Aideshin to Divrei Torah. Vein Divrei Torah Tzuchim Chizuk. The rices don't require strengthening. Since the prohibitions are the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanans require fortification, that's why they have no ksuva. In order to be mechazik to Rabbanans. Is the boy Mamer, those who wanted to say, these, where their fines are in their hands, uviyada vlad, and in the hands of their kids. Meaning a mamzer kohen gadol, mamzer. Kid is a mamzer. Amonah kohen gadol, kid is a cholo. Zem is chalol, and the kids are chalolim. In a case where it's a mamzer, so they don't become chalolim, but I mean they become chol lakuna, right? So the women become chol lakuna, and the kids become either chol lakuna or even worse, mamzerim, right? So there's a graphic knas, right? And what's that? The knas of their status. The yadon and their answer, yadav lat. Below katsuboyen. And therefore they didn't need to make a fine in them. I lost my place. Yeah, that's what they are. They would not make a fine of them. However, the women who don't have shnios, where there is no inherent fine in them or in their kids, so then they have to make them lose their ksuma. Okay? Do I have no interpretation?
Why did she get the intruder?
What?
There should be a fine that she
should run to the intruder. You said before that. No, that's part of the parcel, because the Rabbanon, they wanted to remind you that it's a doraisa, that the raisa they're married. So therefore, the gzeiras they made are, are extrinsic, as opposed to where there's an intrinsic problem. There they didn't dabble in the extrinsic. So in order to demonstrate that it's extrinsic, the gzeiras they made were in the extrinsic area of ksuva, not in the internal area of the vlad. But where the psula is inherent, intrinsic, in the vlad, there, on the contrary, they didn't dabble in the extrinsic, so you know the difference between the two. Okay, that's what I think the difference is. Okay? I'm sorry, I skipped in my... I got confused here. I was stopped in the middle of the line and everybody got confused. If Elu Ayadesh Enkles Miyodan, these since they don't get fined in their hands if you're out of line and has their kids, because of Mentobracha, that's where they're going to send the other thing, the Ksuba. Peel Rain Link Ksuba. Mano Vene, what's the difference between the two approaches? I'll tell you. I'm Maxi Kushosa Mishanise. If you took back your divorcee after she had married somebody else. Mandamar Eloi Deshain Divrei Torah. If you're going to say Takar Deshain Divrei Torah, it's the Rabbanan. Mizuhi Elvi Divrei Torah, since this is the Raisa, Fira Gesh Luxuva, so she gets Luxuva. Mandamar Eloi Deshain Klasa Biyodon Biyada Vlad, that when they get a Luxuva, where they're going to find intrinsically in their psul and the psul of the kid, Mizuhi Elvi Klasa Biyada Biyada Vlad, a woman who's taken back by her husband after she married somebody else, she is not rendered possible by that, nor is her kid. The Bible also passed that we had it recently. She's not rendered unfit. She transgresses to the Raisa, but she doesn't become a Zoyna, nor does her kid become Chol. So since that's the case, so therefore, if that's the criterion, that it's either her and her kid or the Ksuva, so she's got to lose her Ksuva in this case. Okay? Now, from here to the end of the parak, there are a lot of gears of changes. We'll try and just barrel through without them. Rabbi Yaakov Racha, Amar Rabbi Zir, Rabbi, he said, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Eila, Tarvein Omrin, they both said, Bim Zoinas Pligim. If the Amon of the Kohen Godel gets Mizonos or not, is a machlokus. Rabbi Yochamar Yeshlo Mizonos, she gets sustained during the course of the marriage. Amar Lo, Rabbi Lezer says, Amar Lo, Tzi, we tell him, kick her out. Vatam Rachin, you say she gets fed. Why should she get fed? We wanted to kick her out. We want the marriage to terminate. Have a boy, Mema, they wanted to say. It's a new issue, basically. Madamar, that's the end of that question. Madamar, B'tnai Ksuva Pligin. That there's a Mandamar who says that they are about T'nai Ksuva. Not just about Mizonos, but about additional, you know, to Tosefes Ksuva. What we add on to one for Ksuva is Machlokas. Rabbi Yochamar Yeshlo T'nai Ksuva. He added on. It's true, she's forbidden to him. But he added on because he loved her. He's got to give that to her, right? Amar Rabbi Lezer says, Kol amot moidim she'eila mizoinus. Everybody agrees that she doesn't get mizornos. Now that means, it must mean, the way we should look at it, b'yosher kansu, kol shekein bo. They find her heirs, meaning there is no tonight suva. And therefore, they also find her as well. Why her heirs? Because one that's tonight, Ksuva is Banim Dichri. Right? That she predeceases her husband, her children should get her Ksuva. So, let us say, that's tonight Ksuva she doesn't have. Because she's forbidden. And certain Mizonos itself she doesn't have as well. Okay? So, one follows the other. Right? If they find her heirs after she's dead, that they don't get Ksuvas Banim Dichrin, so then they must find her that she doesn't get Mizonos. So basically it's the same as before, but adding on tonight Ksuva. Rabbi Yochanan held she has Mizonos, Rabbi Lezer holds she doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan holds she has tonight Ksuva, Rabbi Lezer she doesn't as well. Mind my plea in Mizonos, however he says Machlokas been by Mizonos, up it's tonight Ksuva low. Do they not argue by tonight Ksuva? No, it's the original Shita. That the machlok is only by Mizonos, not by T'nai Ksuva. What do they hold? Yes, Bal Kansu, Lo Kansu, B'Yoshea. They find her, and she loses her Mizonos. But if she kicks the bucket, why do we have to find her kids? They didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, she loses Mizonos while she's alive. That's Rabbi Yochanan's perspective. Rabbi Lez's perspective might be, she loses Mizonos while she's alive, but her heirs can get her T'nai Ksuva after she's dead. Or, if she has a tonight Ksuva, she can get it after the marriage terminates. So the bottom line is that we have two versions. One of the machlokas is only by Mizonos. One is that the machlokas is also by tonight Ksuva. He holds it's only by the Mizonos, not by tonight Ksuva, because you only find her while she's married and not her heirs, or I guess her after she's married as well. Okay? Adjun Aloch, whatever parent that was. I'm on his own. New parent. Hanosei Seisho.
Excuse me.
A man marries a woman, who paska imo, and she made a condition with him, stipulation, this is a prenup. She yazun as bita, she had a daughter from another marriage. She yazun as bita chamei shoni, that he's going to feed her kid for 5 years. Now, the problem is that the second marriage didn't last for 5 years. So, tough. He undertook the required responsibility. He's got to feed her for 5 years, right? He's Islacher. Now, before those 5 years are up, she marries a third guy. And she stipulates 5 years with him as well. He also has got to give 5 years. Leomar, he can't say. Leomar Ishon. The first guy whose marriage was already terminated can't say, well, she was in my house, I feed her, but she's now in the house of your next husband. She's got to bring her food wherever she was, because a contract is a contract. You stipulate a contract, it's just tough love. Right. But it probably works as with.
Second one gives
versus the first one has to give. I bet you works this way in family court.
Maybe.
Okay. Too late. Also, two they count together and say, Harelu Zoyna Sakakul, you know, like, we'll do it together, corporation. Ah. Elechot Zona. One has to Peter, Vecho Neisla the main Mizonos, another gives her the value of her Mizonos. Basically, she gets double. That's, she had a shrewd mother, she gets double. Bameo Mizchaevla. What makes him liable? It was a condition which was not false pretenses, but, you know, mistake. He thought he'd be married to this woman forever and ever. He didn't know that the marriage would be on the rocks in 2 years, right? So what makes him chayav? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lagash Tarvei Nomi the Bo said, Hakoyser Starchov. Actually, it's part of the question. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lagash Tarvei Nomi the Bo say, Hakoyser Starchov Chaveiro? So he writes a bill loan on his friend, Cheska Shuchayelo, because he assumed he owed him money. He found he didn't owe money. He doesn't have to give it to him. So there's also mistaken premises. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar also Tosef as Ksuva. No, it's not a mistaken premise. It's like additional Tosef as Ksuva. We write into every Ksuva today. V'tzove lei chasad dinan v'osiv al midilei ol kesem masal mes cooking kesem tzorov, right? Every chosin nowadays adds on 1,000 skukim silver as Tosefes Tzuma. Because he wants to marry the woman, so he adds on. It's a formula nowadays, but it's standard. So this thing made part of the Tosefes Tzuma as well. This is part and parcel of his love and courtship of this woman to offer her more money and more sweeten the pot. Right, okay. So it's not a mistaken premise. So it says Gemara V'yitein Basov. So wait a minute. Tosef is Ksuva, the 100 Skukim Kesef Tzarf, which we write into the document. When is that payable? After divorce or death, right? It's not payable during the lifetime. So let's say that this money, the meter for this Mizonah should only start ticking after he divorces or the wife or he dies. So it's like all Tosefes Ksuva only kicks in after the termination of the marriage. This Tosefes Ksuva should also only kick in after the termination of the marriage. Says Gemara, no, also so kiki dushe isha. They made it like the marriage. They're actually making this up as they're going along. But they made it like the marriage itself. It's like the marriage itself, you know, the ring. Even at the beginning, so too this is part of the ring. That's elements of Tosefes Ksuva, that's written to the Ksuva, but as elements of the ring itself, in that it takes place immediately. Okay? So, it says more if that's the case. Avite Mishari Shoina. let him dump all 5 years at once. Who says he could string it out for 5 years? Maybe just like the ring, you give the whole ring at the ceremony. So he has to give all 5 years worth for the food as once. So says, well, us again, we're making it, we're making it up as we go along. But really, this is all logical. Also, so kimikashas isha, they may have somebody who marries a woman almanas on a condition. Litain lo shnema sardiner zav b'shana, to give her 12 bucks a year. Lios malam midiner zav l'chodesh, a buck a month. So it's just like a stipulation.
Is it really better for income tax?
Income averaging.
Yeah, better. Okay.
You don't want a big lump sum that you pay.
Yeah. Okay, so this is basically what it is. Tani learned. Zona Chamesh Shonim or Rishonim. Now, he's got to feed her for the first 5 years of his marriage. Bein Biyok or Bein Bizol. Whether food is expensive or not, or cheap during that time. Now, it means more than that, though, as the coordinator points out. Let's say for the first 5 years, he wasn't able to compensate her because she was away or something like that. So when he makes it up for her, he makes it up based on those 5 years. Which if for those 5 years, it would have cost $40,000 to feed her. And the next 5 years, it would have cost $30,000 to feed her. He's got to give her $40,000. Even though he's only paying up 5 years later. And vice versa. First 4 years, it would have cost $30,000. Now it costs $40,000. He's got to give her only $30,000. So the meter starts ticking based on the first 5 years after he married the mother. Okay? Says the Gemara, how you be yoker bizilu? If, however, there are exceptions, one exception. If the price was high and went down, imhu garim, if he caused to delay for the first five, to fast the first 5 years, let's be okay, he gives like the first 5 years, which are more money. Vim Yigarma, however, for some reason she wasn't around to accept the money, then we give him a leeway. Nosim Bezol, he gives like the cheaper sum of the next 5 years. However, Hayu Bezol Vokiru, if they were the cheaper in price, and they went up in price, Benchu Goram, Benchi Garma, whether she is the cause or he is the cause, Nosim Bezol, we give the lower price. So, Hadahi, this is as we learn, Habas lo ola v'lo yoredes. The daughter doesn't go up and doesn't go down. In other words, it goes always by the first 5 years, with the exception of the one case where he is the impediment and the price went up, there we make him pay more. But otherwise, they always go by the first 5 years. Okay? Yeah. Says Gemara, Tam to learn over there. Benon Nukvan, the Avin Chaminoi, is another tonight suba. Husband writes, daughters which you'll have from you, Yoniasum Bebesi, Umitsam in Chassi, will sit in my house and be supported for my property. The title of Lurk could say this, or could say this in a Brysa, that Umitkasim Miksusi. That also we add, that they also write into a clause that they get clothing from me. So in that case, where a father is supporting his daughter, my see a day abash show me. Who gets the handiwork of the daughter? He's supporting her, right? Who gets the handiwork? So it says, my nishmini me'adah. Start from here. Me says, if the girl in our Mishnah, a stepdaughter, right? Tonight I tell you about a daughter, right? Okay, we started talking about a daughter. Let's go back to a stepdaughter. The stepdaughter, to whom he gave promise 5 years, gets married. Of course, her husband is learning Koilo, right? So, right? So, Abal Chai Bezono Seh, her husband has to feed her. The one who's learning Koilo. But hey, nice law, the main Mizoidos. They, her two stepfathers, who guarantee her 5 years each, they still have to support her. So she's getting support, she's getting food from her husband, and support from her two ex stepfathers, or one current stepfather and the ex-stepfather as well. Hadamara, now this teacher is, however, since her husband is chayv in mizonos, he's getting maisi yodea, right? Hadamara zona, he's got a supporter, who maisi yodea shobalo. And the maisi yodaim goes, of course, to the husband who's giving her mizonos. So that means that mizonos and maisi yodaim are not contingent. Even if a father, not just stepfather, it seems, the father supporting his daughter, the maisi yodaim are not automatically his. Now, if she's a minor, up to 12 and a half, the maisi yodaim are his, because he owns her, right? But if she's over 12 and a half, and he's supporting her because he accepted that reception, that accepted that condition in the ksuva, because it said, b'non nukvan, and the way it continues, although it's not put down, is until they get married. So even though it's above 12, so once they're above 12 and a half, though, the Maisi Adayim, he has no rights over. Even if she's not married, right. Because his rights over his daughter terminated 12 and a half. Even though he's mechayiv himself in the ksuva to continue to support her, his rights over to get her maisi yodaim terminated. That you get to keep. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, he said, Hadamara, this teaches us, Pasak lazun kaloso, if a man accepts upon himself to sustain his daughter-in-law, his wife's son, Zona, he has to sustain her, maisi yodaim shall no. The maisi yodaim go to his son. Okay? Period. New issue. Rota Shatavo Etzel, Vienna Rota. Getting back to his daughter. He wants her to come live by him. And then he says, I'll support you. Vienna, he doesn't want him. Vienna, Ladinima, he doesn't have to. Tough. Now, there's a line missing here. The Ben Ari in the bottom brings it. I'll just read it outside. He omers most. She says, I'm not living with you, I want money from you, I want cash. Especially because her husband's a koil. Vomer Peros, he says, I want to send you food stamps. Not food stamps, food stuffs. Right, I'll send you canned goods. Vomer Peros, Hadini Mo. She says, she's within her rights. Uts the Tzlina, now back to the Gemara. As you learned, Vein, no, he's still the Mabazonos. Says our Mishnah that the guy, if she's not present, she can force him to give her money. Scholas, commission, he says. If she gets sick, it's as if she's married. And it's that she can't eat, because she's not healthy, so he has to give her money. Mesa, what happens when she dies? And the 5-year contract is still in effect. So what happens to the money? Commotion is like she's married, and the money still has to be paid out, and it goes, I guess, to her husband or to her heirs or something like that. Says money, no. Mesa, fire Mesa, she's dead. The contract terminates upon her death. Okay? Nises. Now, again, we're getting back to the case, the same case. Nises, this woman got married. The stepdaughter. Abba Chayim Zonosah, the husband supports, as the case we just put down in Gemara before. Vayner saw the name Zonos, and the stepfather and ex-stepfather have to give her money as well. Mesu, if they die, the wives. The fathers. The fathers die. Zonosah, their own daughters, the Zonos and the Chasim Nechorin, get support only from free and clear property. But the stepdaughter, the Zayas Min Chasim Shubadim, she's sustained from property which is under lien to other people as well. Why? She's better off because they're into her tzuva. So she's a creditor. She's got rights more than the other Earl's own daughters. Hapichis, what did smart people do? Hey, Kaiser, they wrote in the tzuva of this new wife. As long as you're with me, not once you go to somebody else, right? Tonight, Ksuvah Shkasa B'Shtar. If you wrote a Tonight Ksuvah into a Shtar,
Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar, Yispar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Shemilogs Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Chizuk Kisavan, it fortifies the Tanai, but it doesn't make it a Shtar Chov. Rabbi Shimon Logish Amar Lik Vosim Shubanik Savan. Yes, it does collect like a Shtar Chov, even for a property under lien. Rabbi Yirmiyah Machlish Motz, Rabbi Yirmiyah switched the opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Logish, Rabbi Reish Logish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Masnisa Misayil Manam Ayil Chizuk. Our Mishnah sustains, he said only is a Chizuk and not a Shibut. The Chizuk Saban, how so? The Tzina Taman, actually not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is against it, more than that. But another Mishnah, I'm getting it, says, Eimot Tzina Lachilas Peros, but cannot extract property for, in order to pay for fruit which was consumed. Or Lishvach Karkos, for the improvement of land. Ulamazan Ishulabonos, and for the money of to sustain a woman and her children, the daughters, Midachasim Amishubarim, from property under lien, Mibneti Kunola. Now, without getting into the other issues there, but it says, Mazan Ishulabonos, which is a Tanaik Suva, you can't extract from the Chasim Amishubarim. Lobishtar is now with the document, Abachabishtar. So here with the document, it's not considered to be like a shtar chov, and you don't collect from the chasim mishubarim. Our Rabbi Chinuchina said no, but look at our Mishnah. Mivnei shikabalas chov says in our Mishnah explicitly, tonight suv is like a balas chov. Lo b'shtar, v'ocha b'shtar. So our Mishnah argues, our Mishnah holds that it's talking about a document, and when it's written into a document, it's like it is actually a shtar. So it seems to me in Machlokas between the Mishnayas, which is Machlokas between the Amoraim, some old Tanai Ksuva written to a shtar is like a Baal Chov, some old Tanai Ksuva written to a shtar is not like a Baal Chov. Okay, we better stop here, otherwise we're going to get caught up on Baruch.
So if there's a wedding and no one's going to be here tomorrow, maybe we should
learn the things to do. No, people will be here. Not everybody's invited. It's not so many people are invited.
How much
does anyone
have with their
sugar? The guy, the closest man. Yeah. Kenny. Great 12 guy. Kenny. Cleveland.